Here are the health and safety site protocols for residential construction during alert level 3 and 2. Site entry. All sites to have clear entry exit points and have clear signage and fencing where appropriate to prevent members of the public from accessing site. All non-essential visitors to be stopped from visiting site. Each site must be set up with the following. A sign and register at entry point that includes name, full contact details, time in, which unit, if multi-unit, worker is accessing, and health declaration. Note this can be completed through a software app-based system so long as all visitors are captured. This should also gather where the person has come from and when leaving their next destination. Wash stations and antibacterial soap or hand sanitizer, minimum 60% alcohol. If appropriate, the PPE required for the work undertaken. Note in relation to gloves and masks, present Ministry of Health recommendations as at 8 April 2020 as follows. Where workers can maintain more than 1 meter contact distance from people with potential COVID-19 symptoms, but work in an environment where they are touching surfaces or items touched by others, they may consider wearing gloves. Face masks are not recommended. Signage installed at sign-in point and throughout the site outlining the commitment of the site to maintaining COVID-19 controls. Ensure a clear contact person is nominated with phone number provided for any COVID-19 concerns at the site. We encourage site owners to consider providing a visible 2 meter circle at the sign-in area, e.g. painted on the ground, to help people set their personal bubble at the start of each work day. All people accessing site must sign in and sign out at each visit. This includes companies making deliveries, council inspectors and clients. The sign-in regime is critical to allowing contact tracing to occur in the event of a suspected or confirmed case of COVID-19. Site owners should consider restricting site operating hours to ensure sign-in station is prepared at start of the day before any workers arrive at site.